Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome you to the work session for the City of Cedar Hills. Today is Tuesday, April the 18th, Tax Day, 2017. And I currently have 6:03 p.m. I'd like to call our work session to order. So on the agenda for the work session tonight, we're going to have a discussion about Canyon Road, which is a county road in our city. We expect the county commissioners, at least two of them, and I think an assistant to another, to be here to talk and come up with solutions for this. But I know I also have some residents here, and I'm going to treat it like a normal council meeting where I have public comments. And so any residents that would like to speak on Canyon Road, because that's the issue that we're going to be discussing, I welcome that. I will have you come up, and I'll give you 3 minutes, just like we do in any public comments part of our council meeting. So you'll come up, you'll state your name, your address, and then at that point, we'll give you 3 minutes. I won't cut you off in the middle of a sentence, so you don't need to worry about that. So just try the best that you can to keep it to three minutes, and I think that will work just fine. So in as much as we are waiting for our guests, the county commissioners, I'll take a couple of minutes and set the table in terms of where we are with the discussion with Canyon Road, and then that'll probably get everyone up to speed in terms of where we are. So Canyon Road, as we call it, has not been a Cedar Hills road. It used to be a state road, and then when North County Boulevard was arranged, then there was a jurisdictional swap that was to take place between the county and the state. State owned Canyon Road, the county owned what is now called North County Boulevard. And so they were going to swap there, and the county would take over Canyon Road. The state would take over responsibility for North County Boulevard. And during all of that, there's been many approaches by the county to have Cedar Hills and Pleasant Grove, because County Road goes through both cities, take ownership of that road, and which would include maintenance and upgrades and all kinds of things. So Pleasant Grove already has struck a deal with the county, and they are going to take ownership in about 30 years, but the county's still responsible for the major mill and overlays, and I'm not sure exactly what Pleasant Grove is responsible for. That's up to them. Cedar Hill situation is slightly different, so I want you to understand why our situation is different and why we think that we shouldn't have to own this road. And we're hoping that our friends with the county recognize that and see that the same way, which is when North County Boulevard was created, then parts of that, of what became that road, belonged at that point to Pleasant Grove, Highland, and American Fork. So those three cities had to give up parts of their city roads, which they had to maintain. It cost them money to maintain those roads, do the mill and overlays and all of that, in order to create North County Boulevard. So Pleasant Grove gave up part of their road that they serviced. I actually have a place for you right up here.
Oh, okay.
And in order to make that road happen. So now Pleasant Grove is being asked to take back some road and service it, which is a deal that they feel good about, as they gave up some road, now they're being asked to take some. Cedar Hills never had to give up road, therefore we didn't feel like it would be right that we had to take on the responsibility of maintaining a road when we never had to give up some that we maintain in the first place. So that's kind of where we are, and I think that we've had good conversations for the most part with the county, and I welcome Commissioner Lee, who's here now, and I think we've come to a point where we want to find a solution. So my position for almost the entire 6 years that I've been involved here is It's not a safe road. It needs to be fixed. And Cedar Hills is probably going to have some skin in the game in terms of putting some effort towards something. And there was lots of ideas in terms of what we should do, but I think we've settled on the idea with the majority of the council in agreement now that that they would be willing to handle storm drain issues, curb and gutter issues, because that would rise above what is normally a county road. So hopefully everyone is up to speed in terms of where we are there. So we made that proposal to the county commissioners that that we think they should own the road forever, but Cedar Hills is willing to help out in the maintenance in terms of storm drain and curb and gutter. So that's where we are. Am I missing anything, Commissioner? Or is that your understanding as well?
No, I think that's correct. Did you address if there was a change in the road, what that would mean in the way of ownership?
I didn't, and he brings up a really good point there, which is that a county road is not necessarily the same type of road that a city has, because sometimes city roads have curb and gutter, they have storm drain, they're well maintained. And so what the county is saying is that if Cedar Hills decides at some point to change the nature of Canyon Road, and what I'm thinking of is maybe a stoplight or something like that, then that would necessitate Cedar Hills taking ownership of that road. Is that correct? Okay. So so Canyon Road would have to stay as it is today in terms of a road that is to get people from one place to another as quickly as possible without stoplights or stop signs. And so and that's what some roads are for. Not every road is meant to slow down traffic. Some roads are meant to get people from point A to point B as quickly as possible. And that's what the nature of Canyon Road is to get people there quickly. And so changing the nature of it changes the position of the county. Okay? So, Commissioner, do you have anything you want to... you're missing a couple of your friends.
Yeah, if I could.
Yes.
Commissioner Ivey, he mentioned that his daughter's birthday is today and he was not going to make it, or else he would have been here. Commissioner Graves, I thought he was already here, but so I think maybe he might be coming anyway. Yeah. Thank you for having us here. And this process has been a learning process, I think, for all involved. I wasn't a part of the original deals that were going on, so I had to kind of learn as well kind of how everything was working and how it was going to work out. And I would like to, and I feel our commission does as well, to find something that is workable on all parts as much as possible. And so I think that's the reason why we felt it advantageous to come and talk about, you know, the issue at hand.
Thank you. I think that what I'd like to do in the meantime, while we're still waiting from some guests, is again treat this like a public comments part of our council meeting. And so by show of hand, how many of you would like to come and speak to the council and commissioners? 1, 2, 3. Okay. Let's do it this way then. 1, 2, Barbara, 3. Okay. So if you want to come up and tell us who you are, your address, and then we'll give you 3 minutes.
Sure. Can I ask a question first?
Yes.
I'm still not entirely clear. Is the county proposing or insisting that we take over a portion of it? I must have missed that part.
So, I know the acoustics in this room are kind of bad, but are you asking if there's going to be a change in ownership?
Or if there's a proposal from the county to us or vice versa to take over?
No, we're not talking about a change of ownership of County Road in the Cedar Hills part of Canyon Road. What we are talking about is taking some money that we were able to cobble together from the county, from UDOT, and Mountain Land Association of Government, and which is 5.3 million. It was 9.3 million. I think our portion is about 4.5 or so. And so take that money, fix the road to the extent that that money lasts, but the road will remain as a county road in terms of ownership. Cedar Hill City would be responsible for some minor maintenance that is associated with some of the improvements that are going to be added, like storm drain, curb, and gutter. And that would solve some of the drainage issues that I know some of our residents have. So hopefully that answers your question. So come on up, please. Name, address, and then go ahead.
My name is Bill Cullen. Address is 10125 North Pinion Drive in Cedar Hills. Is that it that you needed for the introduction? Okay. I just really want to talk about the road in general. I moved here in 2007, and when I moved here, the Murdoch Canal was not yet built, and I'm an avid biker, and I use that road to get out to the Provo area and up into the American Fork Canyon, and it was nightmarishly scary to be on, up until it was repaved a few years ago. There were massive potholes, especially down there near the corner where it turns into, what's the name of that?
Manila?
Yeah, right there was especially scary. So I've, for a long time, wanted it to be made safer, maybe get at least one shoulder on there, if not two, like North County became, especially because it's such a large feeder to the American Fork Canyon. You know, there's really only two roads to it, Canyon Road and Timpanogos Highway. And it brings a lot of traffic there. It's not so congested that I feel like there needs to be a stop sign. I've never had to wait very long at all in any of the intersections along Canyon Road. And frankly, I don't see a whole ton more development going in around here that would ever be necessitated. But definitely just the overall maintenance of the road has been lacking. And I believe it went without some decent pavement for some time, and then I think some things took place here at the city level, and something took place, and a repaving was done, but it was the shoddiest repaving job I've ever seen. It was like the first time I ever tried to decorate a cake. There's just paste on there, and then they drove on it with their machinery, and there were these like tractor grooves in the pavement. So when they were done with this fresh pavement, you know, right over with even a car or bike, I was like, oh, yeah. It was really bad. So anyway, I'm not sure who will end up actually owning this road, but I'm just hoping they do.
That was a state road, yeah.
Okay. that clarifies that. I'm just hoping they'll do a little better job, and ideally someday widen a little bit, add some shoulders so that cyclists can safely ride along the shoulders.
So, Joe, if I understand correctly, you're hoping to have a bike path, make it a little bit safer. Is that what you're saying?
I believe it still is the case here in portions of Cedar Hills, just south of the fire station.
Yeah.
The shoulder is about that wide.
Right.
In places, it even encroaches up to the white line.
Yeah.
With some chunks that have come out of it and whatnot. There's really nowhere to ride.
So at this point, and I want to be as honest as I can with you, I don't think that a bike path is being considered.
Right. And the portion in the North County Boulevard is not, I don't think it's considered a bike path. It's just a decent sized shoulder. If there's this much space, there's a safe place to ride. But that's really all I wanted to comment on. It's just been a scary place to ride ever since I moved here.
Okay.
Even with the repaving.
Thank you so much for being here. Okay. Come on up.
Peter Henderson. My address is 3894 West, 9850 North in Cedar Hills, so right on Canyon Road and Jens Monson Lane corner there. Mainly just we're on Canyon Road. Cities are talking about Canyon Road, so we try to stay plugged in on things that could potentially affect our immediate property and things. As far as comments go, we've been reviewing the minutes and things that we've been able to find. I don't think we're opposed to really the direction that both the county and the city are trying to go. Of course, improving the road, adding curb and gutter, things like that, we're not going to argue with. That sounds like a great idea. If I was to implore any changes, I would request that the direction be that any changes push for Canyon Road to be used less. I mean, you don't go on North County Boulevard because there's stoplights and a 45 mile an hour speed limit. You can go on you can go on Canyon Road, drive 60 miles an hour, no stoplights, hardly any cops, and so I mean, it's a no-brainer. Go speed on Canyon Road. So anything that would mitigate that kind of behavior on Canyon Road would be greatly appreciated. Luckily, over the last several months, I've been able to put up a fence on Canyon Road, so that protects my family a little bit more from
speeding vehicles. So you would like to slow down traffic a little bit?
If I was to change anything, I would make Canyon Road less used, slower, and if that's by adding more stop signs and stoplights and things, lowering speed limits, stuff like that, I'd be all over that, because why use North County Boulevard when I can go so much faster on Canyon Road? This is kind of, I believe, what the mentality is for at least most people that I talk to. But beyond those things, I mean, and it's a road. We bought the house. It was a high-speed road when we were there, so we knew what we were getting into. The only other thing that I would be concerned of if discussion started talking in the direction of widening the road. Obviously, the states made their decision with improving or creating North County Boulevard to focus most of the traffic over there. It's great for commercial and everything. I would be concerned if they're entering talks on how to increase the volume of traffic on Canyon Road, which would equate to possibly widening it to two lanes, adding turn lanes and things like that, because of course then it would directly impact my property. But
thank you, Mr. Henderson. Appreciate you being here.
Yep.
Barbara?
Hello, Barbara Ramos, and I live at 9449 North Canyon Road, so right on Canyon Road. I will also be speaking for my neighbor who lives right next door to me. So we wouldn't be opposed to a lower speed limit. I think that would be great if that were to happen. I understand that stop signs and lights cannot be put on because of the nature of that road. But as far as speed goes, I think that would be, you know, great if the speed limit could be lowered. I mean, we see cars just driving through there so fast all night. It is concerning. I have two young children. I know my neighbor has pets, so it is dangerous, a dangerous road. As far as the curb and gutter, I think that's something needed. In my house, as well as his, we get floods. We are on the west side of Canyon Road, and or basement floods or garage floods. We get all the salt from the road comes into our home. It destroys, you know, like if we have any plants or grass or anything like that, it all dies over the winter because of all the salt coming in. He was just explaining to me he has had to have black mold removed, which I have had as well in my basement. I had a whole wall that I had to remove when I moved in because of black mold from the constant moisture coming into my home because of all the water coming in from Canyon Road. So that is a really big concern to us. You know, it's every time it rains, we're taking water out of our garage, taking water out of our basement, and it's just ridiculous, to be honest. Something needs to be done. I think curb and gutter would be great. Something that would help, you know, to help that water go in a different direction. I did have also a question. There is an irrigation ditch, and I was wondering if there's any plans for that at all, or if you guys have even thought about that at this point.
I don't think that's part of the discussion tonight.
Okay, I was just curious if you guys had.
Tonight's discussion is just about Canyon Road and how we make it a safer road.
Right, so I realize that. It's just that ditch is right there on Canyon Road, so I didn't know if when they fix the road, how that would affect that ditch because it's right there on Canyon Road, and so that's what's curious. Another thing with Canyon Road and talking about the speed and the fact that it's not safe, in the winter we have multiple cars just come into our home. My neighbor was just telling me, you know, he has had people come, like he has a big tree up front, so people just go like right up to, they just slide off the road into our home. So that's again, I mean, I have a bunch of trees up front that kind of, in a way, protect it. But, you know, for people that don't have that, that is extremely dangerous, you know, because people are speeding even in the winter when the roads, Canyon Road takes a while to be cleaned in the winter, to be honest. And then, so then people are just driving through and it's just ice. And we have cars in our driveways all winter long. I mean, I had one like almost smash into my garage door this winter, and I couldn't get out of my house because he couldn't get out of my driveway. So that's also one thing to consider.
Thank you very much, Barbara. Okay. Anybody that I missed? We good? All right. So, Council, do you have any thoughts, questions, comments?
I have a quick question.
Yes.
County roads sometimes have lights, don't they? I'm trying to figure out why.
You mean a stoplight?
Stoplight, yeah. Why we couldn't have a stoplight, or why they wouldn't put a stoplight in ever in the future, even if it was needed. Is that something that counties are not allowed to do, or just wouldn't do, or can you explain that, Commissioner Lee?
Yeah, this is not. It's not that you can't put a stoplight or a stop sign. We do have stop signs in the county as well, you know, and those types of things. But in there was a couple of sticking issues that came out in kind of negotiating back and forth, or just talking. It wasn't really negotiating. It was just talking. And one of those for the county, and probably telling the county's story on this, we inherited this road when North County Boulevard was being built. We had no roads. The county had no roads over there. It was the cities that gave up the roads. And so I'm rehashing a little bit to kind of get to the point. And so when the county said to make this project work all the way through, we will, in effect, you know, take over the ownership of the roads. They were deeded to us, and then we allowed that project to go through. And so when the swap came with UDOT, UDOT says, okay, well, you're going to have to take over North County, this, you know, our road right here. And so that's how we inherited that, this road. And for the longest time, and this is way before my time, but when I came into office, everyone was saying it's the road that no one wants to own. The state doesn't want it. The county says, well, we don't really want it, but if we're going to, we can compromise on that to get North County Boulevard. The cities don't want it. It was the road that no one wanted to own, and that was kind of the joke when I came into office. And so as we're looking down through it, and I don't think the county really doesn't want to own it. It really doesn't want to own it. We have roads all over out in the county that we need to do it. For us, you know, doing a road that's in a city, within a city confines like it is, it's problematic on many, many respects, because it's not what we do on a day-to-day basis. So as we work down through it, the thought was, well, we can maintain this thing as a county road, which we're used to maintaining, which is a typical road, and that usually does not have lights, stop signs, you know, those types of amenities. And so it was kind of a talking point to get us past, so that we could actually have some compromise to get to some conclusion. And I think that's where it's at, because if we were, it would be a dead issue if we did not have that on the table. I'll just tell you right now, with the commission, it there would be no legs to it.
Does that answer your question, Rob?
I guess I'm confused about your last statement. It would be a dead issue. What would be a dead issue if that wasn't on the table?
Us even considering doing anything further, you know, in with a compromise.
So basically, if we want some further upgrades, we have to agree that there's going to be no light put in later on. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
But they pay for it.
And frankly, what it is, I think the county, and I'm just going off of a perspective, not necessarily that it's all my perspective on it, but the thought is that road, who knows how many years down the road, the city is going to say, we actually want that to be different, and therefore the mechanism will be in place for it potentially, or maybe not, maybe they'll never say that. Maybe they'll say, no, we're just going to leave it as a county road the whole time. In that case, it will stay. But if it ever is an upgrade or change of what is typically what we do in the county, then it would transfer over to the city. And that would be at the city's discretion.
Got it.
So.
I think so.
Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt you. Not a question. I was just planning on summarizing a little bit about some of the discussions that we had. So, as Commissioner Lee mentioned, originally this was a state-owned road, and then part of the swap with North County Boulevard was what the county would take that over. North County Boulevard was owned by Pleasant Grove, Highland, American Fork, and Linden. So they lost the responsibility for their portions of North County Boulevard, and then when the county took on Canyon Road. Pleasant Grove has decided it made sense for them to enter into an agreement with Pleasant Grove or with the county where there would be a complete reconstruction of their portion of County Road or Canyon Road, which is everything south of the Murdoch Canal Trail to State Street. And part of that, I believe, was because they gave up some of their ownership in North County Boulevard. So they did a swap in road. And our council, this actually came to our council multiple times, and we discussed it multiple times, and each time we felt that this never made sense for us financially to take over ownership of Canyon Road because of the costs in the future. It was anticipated that it would be 30 years down the road. But after the road was completed, there were some things that the cities had to take responsibility for, like pothole repair and maintenance, snow removal, law enforcement, storm drainage, signage, debris removal, some road striping, et cetera. So we did an analysis with our city manager and determined that financially that was a big burden for us to take on just even those portions, and then taking on the ownership of that all of that portion of the road in the future, even in 30 years, because we're mostly built out, we're not seeing a change in our revenue even 30 years from now. It didn't make sense for us to take ownership of it. So the county was very gracious in allowing us to present another proposal. They came to an agreement with Pleasant Grove, and Pleasant Grove and the county are moving forward with everything south of the Murdoch Canal. But Commissioner Lee and Ivy and Graves were willing to meet with us to discuss another proposal that we had recommended, and Mayor Geege summarized that. But the big thing for us was we were asking them, there were funds from UDOT given to the county for the improvement of Canyon Road that the state was originally going to use to do a mill and overlay. And then the two cities had approached Mountainland Association of Governments and asked for additional funding to do more significant repairs to the road and to add some amenities, as Commissioner Lee said, that weren't traditionally or I think ever installed on a county road. And MAG did approve that, and then the county was also willing to provide some funds for it as well, so it came out to be that $9.3 million. But when we rejected that proposal to take ownership, that all went away. And so what we went back to the county and said is, we understand that the upgrades that we are requesting for the things on our portion, which are mostly curb and gutter and storm drainage, because like Barbara said, that water has nowhere to go right now. So it's either pooling up in portions of the street, and in the wintertime it becomes these big ice puddles. So people are sliding into homes. Homes are being flooded. It's a dangerous road because there is no place for the water to go. So what we went back to the county and requested was that they still accept that money from Mountainland Association of Governments and install the curb and gutter and the storm drainage on our portions north of the Murdoch Canal Trail. And then we would take on the ongoing maintenance of those upgrades, because there were two things that I recall the county expressing concern of. One was that if they improved a county road above what they do for other county roads, then that kind of sets a precedent where other cities now want their county roads to have storm drain and curb and gutter, and they just don't do those things. And then another thing that Commissioner Graves had mentioned was he was concerned about the increase in the public works expenditures if now they're having to maintain things that they weren't planning on and they've never had to maintain before. So we felt our proposal of saying the city will take on responsibility to maintain the storm drain facility and storm drainage and the curb and gutter moving forward, then that precedent isn't set that the county is now maintaining things that they normally don't, and it doesn't increase your public works expenses because we're responsible for the ongoing maintenance of that. But the county would still be responsible for the things that they normally would as owners of the road, which is snow removal and, you know, the mill and overlays and pothole repairs and those kinds of things. So that's where we are now, which is presenting this separate proposal that's different than Pleasant Grove's, and hoping that the county will recognize that this makes the road safer for all residents that are driving on it. Without a place for that water to go, we've talked about that the road deteriorates more quickly than if there was storm drainage in there, so it actually, we anticipate, would actually save the county money in the long run because they're not having to come out as often to do repairs and to fix all of these things that happen when water pools up on that road. And I know that our city manager, Chandler Goodwin, had some studies done by an engineering firm, and I don't know if you want to add to any of that.
We've looked at the issue of Canyon Road from a number of angles, from a maintenance standpoint and seeing what it would cost the city. Currently, we don't have the infrastructure in-house, the manpower, nor the equipment to do something as simple as snow plowing, a road as wide as Canyon Road. So for us, we would estimate that, I believe that the annual costs would be prohibitive from us just to even just do something as simple as snow plowing it. We had our contract engineering firm, Bowen and Collins, come out and do an evaluation, a really high level evaluation of Canyon Road and where it stood. And they gave us kind of a 30-year estimation of what the maintenance costs would look like if you did a biannual crack seal. And then every 5 years you alternated between what's called a slurry seal. You might see it. It looks like they paint the road black. And then with alternating that with a 2-inch mill and overlay, alternating those two procedures every 5 years. And they estimated, and this is without even inflation taking into account, but after 30 years, you're looking at $2.8 million just to maintain one road. So for a city the size of Cedar Hills, we felt like the cost was very prohibitive of maintaining a road this size. We just don't have the budget to take this on. But Councilmember Risa is right that as you drive down Canyon Road, tonight would be a great night to do it because it's going to rain, but you'll see what we affectionately refer to as the duck pond down on 9220 North, where that water doesn't have anywhere to go under the road. It sits on the road. It deteriorates the oils in the asphalt, evaporating those, and it degrades the asphalt itself and the subsurface layer, leading to all the fractures and potholes that you see along Canyon Road. So those are the kind of things that we're looking at trying to address, not only for anyone that travels along Canyon Road, but also for the individuals that live along Canyon Road, because these are issues that I've heard of on numerous occasions of homes being flooded and just the unsafe driving conditions. So.
Thank you.
And sorry, just one more thing I wanted to add is I do want to express appreciation to the county because we are a small city as far as the county goes. And I think the county commissioners easily could have said, you know what, we gave you a proposal, you rejected it, we're just moving forward with Pleasant Grove, you're done. And so I appreciate that they have understood our unique perspective. They understand that Pleasant Grove is in a different situation because they did that road swap where we did not give up any road and just we're being asked to take on road. And so I do appreciate, Commissioner Lee, that your willingness to hear another proposal and to keep having these discussions. And I know there is a sense of urgency because it's in the design phase right now, with the anticipation that it would be started in or out to bid in August, I believe, is that.
Yeah, well, we've come forward a little bit. So I think part of the Pleasant Grove part is you might see some work starting actually this fall.
Okay.
Some of the storm, you know, some of the preliminary work.
You mind if I ask a few questions?
Yes.
So there were some concerns raised by residents tonight, and I just wanted to address some of those and see if we could make some progress on them. So one question that was asked was about lowering the speed limit, and I'm wondering if the county is willing to consider lowering the speed limit. Is that something that the county can do?
Yeah, I'm not a traffic study guy. I know that they usually, when they do that, they come out and they'll study it and make sure it's consistent with what's around. And I would hope that they would do it on a basis of, you know, for public safety purposes. But I couldn't give you a yes or no because I just don't know.
Okay, but it is something that you look at.
Oh, yes, of
okay.
course.
And then I don't know if American Fort Police can help us out. Is this a road that you currently patrol? Okay, so if residents have concerns about speed limits, then we can contact you and pass those concerns along and see if you can step up patrols and look for speeders. Okay, that's great.
Anything else?
Those are my two main concerns.
Okay. Mr. Bailey? Mr. Geddes?
No.
Okay. Anyone else have any questions? Commissioner, I did get a text from Commissioner Graves. I'll be right with you. And Commissioner Graves says he will not be coming here. And he's in another meeting, so I guess you're going to have to relay all of this back to the other two.
Right.
I guess my only additional question would be for Commissioner Lee, which is where do we go from this point? I mean, how do we know that this proposal that we've given you was being discussed, or do we need to meet again, or what happens from this point?
Yeah, and I think that's a great question because Right now, it's just all on the talk.
Right.
I think that we need to have actual, I mean, it's never done until it's actually done.
Right.
That's always the concern. And so I think we need to put the proposal down in writing, exactly what that is and what that means, and then in a formal basis, letter, whatever the case may be with the city in their process, to go ahead and submit that to the commission, and then we can have that dialogue, sooner than later.
With that dialogue, include a listing of how the money would be spent. Is that kind of what the idea would be in addition to it?
Yeah, I think what would need to have happen first is an acceptance of the proposal. There might be some, you know how it is. There might be, what about, let's make sure and tie this all up. And then once that's done, then there'll be an allocation of how the monies will, be laid out.
So knowing that it's in the design phase now and you're saying it actually got bumped up a little faster, do you think that would happen fairly soon? I don't know how often you guys meet.
Yeah. We meet weekly.
Okay.
But is the design phase, because I understood you're only going to design up to the canals at this point, right?
Right.
Public
Works knows that, if we didn't have something different, they're just going to do the mill and fill the overlay through.
But I think our concern is that we make sure we handle some of those worst concerns, like the pond and
right.
Where those are. Yeah.
Well, and I guess the only other concern is if it doesn't get implemented in that design phase, is it at some point, does the county say, it's too late now to do this, and so we can't? That's just my concern, is that we make sure that we have these discussions happening frequently so that way we don't get to the point where it's just like, well, at this point, it doesn't make sense to make any changes to the design.
Yeah, I think anytime with design and implementation, it's a lot more cost effective if we do it all at once.
Exactly.
If we have to stop and then start again, the price just goes up, and there's only a certain amount of money that's in there, and when that runs out, it runs out.
So exactly.
We want to make sure and get the best bang for the buck, and that's the reason. That's the urgency of it.
Exactly.
Okay. Did you have a question, sir?
Can I ask really quick first?
Come on up.
Can I ask really quick first? I could not hear hardly any of this conversation out on the end of the table. Can you summarize what the next steps are?
We need to provide a written proposal to the county of what we're proposing, and then they need to meet together as a commission to discuss whether or not they want to accept that proposal or tweak it or whatever. But that needs to happen fairly soon because it's in the design phase, and it's more expensive to stop that process or to go back and redo that process than it is just to have it included as part of the current process.
So we should get this done as soon as we can.
We are going to send it this week.
We'll get it done. Don't worry about it. Okay.
Kind of just to add to what he said about the speed limit, I know that money and storm drains and the roads the issue tonight, but my hugest complaint is the speed limit. So with all the money and who owns, who doesn't, if we could just still keep in mind, significantly lower the speed and keep cops on it. And yeah, the average speed's over 80 miles an hour in front of our house, so... We can just keep that in mind.
What is the speed limit on it? Is it
45? All the way?
No, there's
some areas.
I was asking the same question, and it ups and downs all together, and it's not very clearly marked.
At State Street, it starts at 30, then it goes up to 35 in Pleasant Grove, then you get to Cedar Hills, and it goes to 40, and then you get further up in Cedar Hills, and it goes up to 45. So it gradually increases up the road.
If you drive at 45,
people do go much faster than 45. It's supposed to be 45.
You got people at your bumper if you're driving 40.
Yeah. Yeah.
And try pulling in and out on the average speeds. And with storm drains, 80 miles an hour, we could just keep the speed limit.
Can you tell me your name again?
Brandon McBride.
Brandon McBride. Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you. So if I can summarize, I think that the concerns from our residents tonight, speed is probably the most commonly listed, but I know that drainage and flooding issues exist. Even though there was just one person here, I know that there's multiple residents on Canyon Road that complain about flooding every time it rains or snows. So, Commissioner, I think the two biggest issues are speed and the design so that drainage is no longer a problem. Okay.
So, Mayor, maybe in our proposal to the county, we could recommend But I don't see why that road has to be have a speed limit any higher than North Canyon or North County Boulevard at 40 miles an hour. I don't see any reason why.
They just
why,
up,
why do we need to increase?
They just upped that to 45, actually. 35 would be great.
So we can definitely include that. I think we understand what the issues
are. At least make a proposal
for,
to it.
For the residents, and, yeah. And we'll get the proposal to the county this week. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this is about the time where generally give the council a break. Did anyone want to say something and not have an opportunity? I've tried to give everyone an opportunity, council members and residents. So thank you for being here. We're going to take a 15-minute break before our regularly scheduled council meeting starts. Thank you very much. Mr. Thanks so much for being here. Appreciate you. I wish your two friends would have been a good question.